Right, we're turning to God's Word now, and John chapter 10, verse 11. And Jesus is speaking, saying, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers." This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then Jesus said unto them again, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come, that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it up again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received from my Father." There was a division, therefore, again among the Jews for these sayings. And many of them said, "He hath a devil and is mad. Why hear ye him?" And others said, "These are not the words of him that hath a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind?" And we pray that the Lord's word will be food to our hearts. The Good Shepherd. What did Jesus mean when he said, "I am the Good Shepherd"? It would have been easier for the Jewish people who heard Jesus speak to understand. God had promised them a very special leader to help them, and one name for that leader was the shepherd. The problem for the people was, though, that there had already been other people who had claimed to be the shepherd. They had come and wanted everyone to follow them, and promised to free them from the Romans, who ruled the land by rebelling and fighting against the Romans. Jesus was telling the people, "I am not like those people." In fact, he tells the people that those other leaders who had come before were thieves and robbers. They had come to steal, kill, and destroy. That was what happened in Israel. Those who had claimed to be shepherds had fought against the Romans. They had just caused death and destruction. It is still happening in our world today, with those who try to get people to follow them, to fight and use violence. People like we've just seen in the news over the past few weeks. Agents of Satan. We see terrible results on our television news. They steal and kill and destroy. And Jesus warns everyone, don't follow people like that. They are people who are full of hate. They cannot save the world. The only results are death and destruction. Then Jesus warns about another type of shepherd, the one called the hired hand. You don't have these people in Belfast or Derry or wherever anymore. But we still have them in London. They're bus conductors. And if you want to go on a bus, you have to pay them the money for the ticket. There's nothing wrong with that. Lots of people we deal with, we pay them and they do things for us or give us things in return for that money. The hired hand that Jesus talks about is a man who is paid to look after sheep. Now, although it's okay to pay for things and for people to pay us to do things, the people who are most important to us in life are the people who do things for us, not for money, but because they love us. On a special day like today, we're reminded of the people who have perhaps done the most for us, and they haven't done it for money. They have done it because they love us. The Beatles once brought out a song called Money Can't Buy Me Love. Sometimes people think that eternal life is just life that goes on forever. But Jesus says that he came to give us life and give it to the full. The full life that Jesus wants to give us is a life that is not governed by hatred or violence or desire for power. Nor is it ultimately governed by money or greed. It is a life that is motivated by love. Love is the greatest thing. The best thing that we have experienced in life is love. Both the love that we have received and the love that we have given. It's right and appropriate that we remind ourselves of the love that we have received from our mothers. But you know, God is the original source of all love. He created us with the ability to love. He showed us what love was like in Jesus. Mothers know that love is sacrificial. They gave of themselves for their children. But Jesus is the ultimate example of sacrificial love. Jesus is the good shepherd who laid down his life for his sheep. Jesus chose freely and willingly out of love to do that. No one took his life from him. As we all know, our world is in a terrible mess. Greed, hatred and violence make life miserable for millions of people. The only hope for our world, the only way that people will discover life in all its fullness, is as they recognize the voice of the Good Shepherd and choose freely to follow him, living by that motive of love, experiencing his amazing grace, and bringing hope and grace to others. That verse, John chapter 10, verse 11, was one of the first scriptures I learnt as a Catholic boy praying for Protestants. Where I lived, we were the only Catholic family in the area, sort of a novelty then. But all my friends were, as they call it in the Catholic Church, non-Catholics. And I certainly was chastised during my life for associating with non-Catholics. But anyway, on a Saturday, the boys used to go to a little mission hall. And the catch was that if you could remember a verse of scripture, you got sweets. And I remembered, or I recalled, John chapter 10 and verse 11. And as a result, obviously, I got my sweets. But that scripture has remained with me throughout my life. And it has meant so much to me throughout my life. Because I was lost, but now I'm found. And my prayer tonight is that if you feel that you are lost, there's a good shepherd there waiting to lead you, leading you to heaven and to home. It's not hard to do, to give your life to the Lord. It's a wise thing to do, because you never know the minute that the Lord's going to call you. As I said to you, my two friends down in Eglinton last month, they were that close to being called home. One would have went to a lost eternity. The other would have been present with the Lord. So that's how life is. It's like Russian roulette. If you're not saved, that's what you're doing. You're playing Russian roulette with your lives. So I would encourage you that if you want to know more about how easy it is to be saved, to speak to me after the meeting or to one of the elders here, you'll never look back. I couldn't imagine me not saved, because I know my destiny.